I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission this Monday, July 29th, 2013, to order, and call on Sue Clayton to please come forward and offer an opening prayer.
Our Father, as we come to you in prayer today, again, we thank you for the opportunity that we have to come before you today in a land of freedom. I ask today, Father, that you would be with this meeting, again, that your guidance would be here, that, Father, that all decisions that would be made would be bring you honor and glory. I pray, Father, today that you would be with those in our community that are hurting today, that, Father, you would help we as a community to gather around them and offer them love and support. Again, Father, I ask that you be with us. Bless our community. Bless our county, Father, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Commissioner Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Any commission remarks this morning? Previous meeting minutes.
Motion for approval of dates 4/29, 6/13, 7/1, 7/5, and 7/11.
Second.
Motion has been made and second to approve County Commission minutes dated April 29th, June 13th, July 1st, July 5th, and July 11th. Discussion?
All that's with corrections.
With corrections.
Yes.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All in favor, all opposed say nay. Motion carries. Accounts payable.
Checks numbers 336208 through 336275, warrants 5812 and 5813. Looks like there was, as well as check number 336198.
Second.
Would you also include in that the journal entries, transfers?
Okay, you want to go ahead and include that, Brandon. I'm sorry.
Journal entry from buildings and grounds to R&B, transfer station to R&B, county clerk to election fund, transfer station to R&B, and then paper usage.
And then I'll second that.
Motion has been made and second to approve checks number 336208 through 336275, as well as check number 336198. This was a check that was being held for a couple of questions. Warrants number 5812 and 5813. Journal entries from buildings and grounds to R&B, from transfer station to R&B, from county clerk to election fund, from transfer station to R&B, and for paper usage. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Just a minute, Chuck. Thank you. let me express what the policy of the county commission is. If the public wishes to be on the agenda, there is a process to go through to get on the agenda, which is by calling and asking, and then we have an agenda review, and we place individuals on the agenda. Or if the public wishes to speak to the county commission prior to the 9 o'clock meeting, we have public comment that's scheduled every Monday for individuals to come in and sign that list that have something that they wish to bring forward. For us to do otherwise and to open this up will require this county commission to give me the approval to do that.
Okay. I thought I had Brandon's attention before you voted on accounts payable, but since you haven't left that.
It really doesn't matter if you had his attention, my attention, or Danny's attention. Our policy is not to do that, but if these gentlemen say okay, I'll open it up.
That's not on our agenda to talk about changing the policy, though, is it?
Well, but it's not. We haven't put that in as a written policy.
Okay.
It's just the format that we determined 2 years ago that we would follow in business proceedings. But I have no objection if you gentlemen don't, since... And I would express that we probably need to reaffirm that for a future meeting so that individuals know that wish to come forward and chat. It's all right, Dan?
That'll be fine. And we have it listed on the agenda.
Go ahead, Chuck. Go ahead.
Yeah, my point is to accounts payable. I understand how the process works. And my question is accounts payable question. That's why I didn't request to be on the agenda, because I knew you would.
We're going to let you speak.
I appreciate that.
But the process now is not for the public to step forward on any item that's on the agenda unless they're scheduled to be on the agenda. But that's okay. You go ahead.
An agenda item cannot be spoke to?
Correct.
By the public. I'm open.
If we open it up to the public, then certainly
really?
They can.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you for letting me say something. As you know, Ron, I spoke to you, I guess, a couple of weeks ago about a bill that has been held for an attorney for the collector. And my simple question is, has that been resolved and released?
If, Chuck, if you'd like to talk to our counsel, we'd be glad to give you their names.
Okay.
As I informed you, our counsel had talked with the individual's attorney, the collector's attorney, and we're waiting on two items of information to be forthcoming. As soon as they are, then we'll make a decision. That's where we're at in the process, John.
In our email back and forth, I believe I communicated to you that your attorney that you're speaking to my knowledge, has received that information of the contract that you need before you can pay the bill. Are you telling me that that has not happened yet? Because you said you would look.
Yes, I agree with you that we had received half of what we asked for. And that has been, there's been another question that has gone back from our attorney to that attorney. But again, that's discussions between counsel.
May I request a copy of that question? Could I get in writing what that question is that's still holding you guys up?
I'll be delighted to ask our counsel.
To give me the question. That
yes, Chuck. I'll be delighted to ask our counsel.
I appreciate that. No. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chuck. We did vote on accounts payable, did we not? Mm-hmm. Approval of payroll?
Motion for approval of payroll.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve payroll. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Donna, are you here for court orders? And I will come back to the audit entrance. We'll grab these other two quickly. Intergovernmental Agreement for Dispatch Services.
Has that been reviewed by council?
I don't see the letter here from council. This is an agreement between County Commission, Sheriff, and Fire District. But I don't have a letter from council that is attached. Nikki, if you're listening and there is a letter from council regarding the intergovernmental dispatch agreement binding between the county and Western Tennessee County Fire Protection District and the sheriff, would you bring that down? I think this is just a continuation of the existing agreement, but we still need to have council. Can I set that aside for y'all's approval?
I'm looking to see if there's a, I don't remember seeing one.
I don't either.
The motion's tabled until a letter is provided from council. Unless there's a time date on it. On the contract, even if there is, we need to.
Is this the one? Which one is it? Which end of the, which dispatch? The latest one I've got is from Western Tennessee County.
There's a motion to table until council's opinion is received. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to table intergovernmental dispatch agreement by and between Central Tennessee County Fire Protection District and Tennessee County. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Court orders.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. The first one is the titled Personal Abatement Reconciliation. These are all of the personal property bills where I'm deleting out the old incorrect bill. The add-ons were already created.
Which one again are we on? I'm sorry.
This one, the big one, the 36-page one, 26-page one.
Okay.
Personal Abatement Reconciliation.
And the corrections have all been made?
Correct.
A motion for approval?
Can we label this as Exhibit A with today's date?
I was going to state that as Exhibit A with the date.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve Exhibit A for personal abatement reconciliation with today's date. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
The second group at the top, it says abatement status. These are the personal property refunds.
Let's label this as Exhibit B.
Are these refunds on?
A lot of them are like double assessments.
Provided with the correction.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Motion for approval. With Exhibit B, with the date.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve Exhibit B with today's date, titled Abatement Status. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
The last one is the real estate abatements that are pending approval. These were not submitted by the assessor's office. We had to write all of these in the clerk's office. So two sets of them, as you can see, are bankruptcy cases. They're federal orders, so they had to be done. And then the group in the middle there were all fourth-year tax sale property. So somebody purchased it, and the deed had to be, the taxes had to be abated so the deed could be transferred.
And those amounts
That's what the amounts of the bill was for.
For the record, they're $5.
$5 or less.
$4 and less. So.
Correct.
Motion for approval of Exhibit C with a date.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve Exhibit C as per today's date, titled Real Estate Abatements Pending Approval. Discussion. Are any of these the case wherein the judge in the bankruptcy suit ordered that as part of the payout, the county would receive the taxes?
That I'm not sure of. This is the...
And my question is, if that's the case, and the judge ordered that, I understood then there was another suit that we were waiting on. I would just...
These were brought to us by the collector.
I understand.
We took them over to the assessor's office, confirmed that the information was correct.
I believe the information is correct. My question is, if the court ordered out of the payout from the purchase of the property from one to another that the taxes be paid, would we in fact be doing away with something where we have a court order that says we should be receiving the money? That's my question.
From my understanding, not on these.
Not on these. Okay.
Again, if you'd like, we can get the collector to go over each one with you, but these are being presented to us by the collector and then reviewed by the assessor.
Understand.
Okay.
There is a question. I'm not going to go into the names, but there is a question on one of these cases to where it was the... presented to the commission that there was a court order for the taxes to be paid and they have not been paid yet. This is the way that I understood it.
Do you have a copy of that case number?
Is it one of these individuals listed here? Do you want us to hold these then until...
Well, I'd sure like to know. I mean, we had a circuit judge that made an order that out of the proceeds from the sale of the property, Taney County would receive personal property taxes.
And these are real estate.
This is real estate also.
This is all real, not personal.
I say the amounts don't add up to the issue you're talking about.
No, it was a lot more than that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But it's on the, it would be, it looks to me like it would apply in both cases unless the other case.
Sheila, is this the case or is this a different, are these different cases?
I don't know what oh, no. This is a separate bankruptcy. It is, it was in the name. There's several flaws on it. And the attorney spoke with James and I together on the phone. And he had sent an email. It was not in the name. It was the name of Carl. It was the name of a
different name.
Father and his son. They're both deceased, and it was never in the name of the people involved. And
that's good.
It's
I appreciate your comments. Mm-hmm. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Thank you, Sheila. What?
I did not know. I did not know that anybody was coming to vote. I was discouraged.
That's okay. Thank you. Gentlemen, regarding the intergovernmental dispatch agreement, which we tabled until we had council review, we now have a copy of council review with new language. my recommendation would be that we approve the intergovernmental agreement by and between the Taney County Commission, the Sheriff, and the Western Taney County Fire Protection District as presented. Is there a motion?
And that is with the corrections?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'll make the motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. I'm going to let you fill in the dates.
Attach this minutes or just slide into there. Donna. Christy asked for us to keep those. That was from me. There's some under.
You just take everything you want.
Still there, so yeah. No, I thought it was just everything. Yeah.
Next order of business, we save the best for last. It says audit entrance, and I am guessing that that's you. Would you like to come up and join us? We tape our proceedings, and this is also being broadcast live via the internet.
Okay.
I'm
Ryan
House.
Lisa Wright.
Lisa, nice to meet you. Yeah. Danny Stringer. Okay.
Good to meet you.
Brandon Williams.
Hey.
Lisa, what's your last name?
Wright.
Wright, okay.
That's right.
You'll have to share.
Yeah. Here, can I get copies to my office?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
As you know, this is an audit entrance meeting. So at the moment, I don't have too much to talk with you about or report back to you. I'd probably do that towards the end of the audit. Have a couple of questions that I'd like to go over. But first, maybe I'd like to kind of get your overall feel for the county and the audit and just anything you think I need to be aware of.
Is that something that we want to discuss publicly, or are you going to be asking questions from us that we should be in the executive session for?
I would assume that you would probably want to make that call.
Well, I mean, if I'm not sure what you're asking us for. Let's start there.
Okay. Just kind of maybe a brief description of your role, an overview of what the county does, and perhaps any concerns or questions that you might have in the accounting system or any fraud risks or anything like that that would that you would expect someone to kind of be aware of or would like them to take a look at, things like that.
Well, if we're going to talk about potential fraud risks or some things that we think that we feel you should look into because we feel there's wrongdoing, we definitely have to go into executive
okay.
session.
Then let's do
and
that.
We're scheduled to do that.
Okay.
But on aside from that, because we have media here and we have public here, I was thinking that there's probably some of this that we can ask or that
sure.
We can share that we can hold public. For one thing, if you could help us with this, for media's sake, because we're going through an audit by the state,
mm-hmm.
What is it that the state does not perform that your company will perform that the county is required to seek this type of audit? Now, there are two members of the media here, and I'm just thinking that would be a germane question, and
okay.
some people have asked that question. And me, I was one of them.
Okay. Well, I will answer from the perspective that I am going to perform a financial audit. So it will go over the financial books. We take a look at the internal control.
make sure the numbers seem reasonable or within budget, or there's a reason that they're not in budget, that type of thing. However, that does bring me to one. I'm not exactly sure what the scope of the state auditor's office is. So I don't know if it's covering the same fiscal year. My audit will cover the fiscal year of 2012. Mm-hmm. And the audit will, it'll be a single audit, so it'll do some testing of the federal money that you receive. That would be a fair summary.
Rick, do you have any comments that you'd like to add since we've, and or Donna, come on up.
I can tell from the state auditor people, they said they would not do a financial audit for us.
Right.
That they didn't do any county financial audits, that they farmed all those out, I think even in the third class counties. So again, I'm not sure what their scope was either, but they would not perform that. We need to have that particular instrument in place by contract with our bonding companies that we have money borrowed from for the COPS and for the sewer board funds.
I know when originally questioned, one of their answers was that we could do that internally, but that didn't turn out to be the case. So.
I think there was some miscommunication there, and I'm sure there was some miscommunication there.
So we are, what's the scope, do you think, the length of time that it will take to perform this audit?
You have to have the report for the federal money. Mm-hmm. That report has to be submitted by September 30th. So I would like to have the audit finished by the 1st of September.
Excellent. Well, first, rest assured that any information that you request, we're going to do our very dead level best to make sure that we put everything in your hands and do our very best to answer all of your questions. And all the officers in the courthouse have been through audit before, so have been going through audit for the past few months. And
from what I understand,
we're ready, willing, and able to continue that process. And I know you're going to ask some specific questions. And with that in mind, I think that we should go into executive session for those questions and comments that you have. After we go in, I'm going to do a recess, if that's okay. I know this might be a little unusual, but since the press is already here, if they have a question or two of you, would you be willing to chat with them, and then
sure,
we could step into exec sessions? That all right with you two? Is there a motion to go into executive session?
Are you needing to ask us specific questions to require that? Or?
She's going to ask us some questions that would require that, yes.
Motion to go into executive session, section 610.021, subsection 17.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to go into executive session pursuant to 610.021.17, which is that section of law that allows us to go into executive session to discuss audits. Discussion, all in favor say aye.
Danny, aye.
Brandon, aye.
Ron, aye. All opposed, nay. The motion carries. We'll stand in recess for just a few minutes and allow the media to chat with this young lady if they wish to do that, and then we will step into session. And they may not be